Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Chav Dalid. We left off on daf Chav Gimel and Beis. We are at the two dots, about 12, 15 lines from the end of the page on daf Chav Gimel and Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by... I'll have it in a second. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalman, Hashem Shem Naliyah, as well as by Tzippi and Aaron Ross, to mark the yard site on the 27th of Iyar of Tzippi's mother, Mrs. Marsha Fredman, Allah Shalom, a pillar of her St. Louis Jewish community, and an inspiration to her children and grandchildren, the Shama Shavan Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Ken and Marcy Capel in memory of Ken's grandfather, Jacob Capel, whose yard site is today, Yaakov Emanuel ben Chaim Zev, and Ken's mother, Evelyn Capel, whose yard site is Tuesday, Avigail Bas Chaim Shraga Feivel, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the Gemara is going to ask what it thinks is a stira in our Mishnah about a Shavua on something that's not Roy L'Achila. The Mishnah seems to tell us at one point that a Shavua that he's not going to eat, and then he eats something that's not Roy L'Achila, so he's going to be Potter. And then in the next line it says, if he eats Nevelis and Trefus, Shkatzim, Ramasim, he's going to be Chayiv. Well, aren't those just examples of things that are not Roy L'Achila? So isn't that a stira? So the Gemara is going to have one attempt to answer that question, and that conversation is going to lead into a discussion that explains Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that someone who takes a Shavua not to eat is Pater on Nevelus and Trefus, etc. Then the Gemara is going to explain the Machlokas, whether Isser Chalal Isser by an Isser Kolel, and why it might be different than an Isser Mosif. So some of the Klalim relating to Isser Chalal Isser and Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Then on the bottom of Amud Beis, or the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to give six different reasons that the Tana doesn't mention a chiyuv for a shavua that was chal be iser kolal. That when you have a shavua that's going to be chal be iser kolal, how come that doesn't get mentioned by the Tana? The Gemara is going to have six different reasons why that's not mentioned by the Tana. So let's begin. Again, we are holding at the two dots on daf Chaf Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara says, it says in our Mishnah Shavua Shelo Ochel that if a person took a shavua that he's not going to eat. And then what does he eat? He eats things that are not Roy L'Achila. He drinks things that are not Roy L'Shtia. So he said that he's going to be Potter. But then the very next line said that if he takes a Shavua that he's not going to eat, and he eats Nevelus and Trefus, Shkatzim or Masim, he's going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara at least initially understands, and for quite some time understands, that Ochlin Shein Roy L'Achila includes Nevelus and Trefus. Nevelus and Trefus are just examples of that which is not Roy L'Achila. So therefore the Gemara asks, Hagufa Kasha, isn't that a stira? That Amrit, you say in the Reisha Shavua Shalo Ochel, that you take a Shavua that you're not going to eat. So you're only intending to take a Shavua on things that are Roi L'Achila, and therefore, Va'achal Ochlin She'ein Ruyin L'Achila, V'shasin Mashkin She'ein Ruyin L'Shtia, Potter, if you eat and drink things that are not Roi L'Achila Shtia, you're going to be Potter. Now, Nevela and Trefa are examples of such things, and L'Chora, the Mishnah is telling us that you're Potter for such things. And then V'hadr Tani, and then the next line of the Mishnah tells me that if a guy takes Shavua Shalo Ochel, a Shavua that he's not going to eat, V'yachal, Nevelos, Utrefos, Shkatzim, Ramasim, Chayiv, that if you eat all these non-kosher foods, you're going to be Chayiv. Well, Maishna Reisha de Pater, Maishna Seifa de Chayiv. How come in the Reisha we said you're Pater for eating things that are not Roi L'Achila, and in the Seifa we say that you're Chayiv for eating things that are not Roi L'Achila? So says Gemara Halo Kasha, that you get, it's not a stira, because Reisha Bistam, the Reish is talking about where you took a Shavua Stam that you're not going to eat. So we assume when you say Stam, I'm not going to eat, that only includes things that are Ro'i L'Achila. But if a Seifa b'mefaresh, Seifa is a case where you said explicitly, I'm not going to eat Nevelos and Trefos and Shkatzim and Ramasim. So then normally a Shavua that you're not going to eat is not inclusive of non-kosher foods. But if you explicitly say that you're not going to eat non-kosher foods, then the Shavua is going to be Chal. So ask the Gemara, mefaresh Nami gufei tikshi amai mushbava min mar sinai hu. But it doesn't make sense. Why, when you, even if you are mefarish that you're not going to eat nevelus and trefos, why would you be chayiv? After all, the shvur shouldn't be chal since you're mushbava min mar Sinai not to eat nevelos. And a Shavua, the Isser of a Shavua, should not be chal on an already existing Isser of nevela. There is a discussion in the Achronim what that means when we say that there's already an existing Isser, and therefore it's Mushba the Omeid Mehar Sinai. Some of the Achronim understand that Mushba Mehar Sinai is not that a person cannot take a Shavua not to eat nevela because he already has a Shavua on Har Sinai not to do so. It's just that the Isser Shavua cannot be chal on an Isser Nevela based on Ein Isser Chal Isser. Meaning it's not so much about the fact that there's a Shavua from Har Sinai, it's about the fact that it's an existing Isser. So when there's an existing Isser, you cannot take a Shavua on an existing Isser. That's how a number of the Rishonim and the Achronim learn. And based on that, it has nothing to do with any Shavua that was at Har Sinai. Mushba Me'Har Sinai is a manner of speech. It means that we already have an Isser Me'Har Sinai not to eat nevela. However, others understand that that's kipshuto, that this is not just an expression, that this is very literal, that a shavua is not going to be chal on nevela because we're mushpa on nevela, and a shavua cannot be chal on another shavua. The reason that the Gemara has to say mushpa me'ar sinai, and it's not enough to just say ein iser chal al iser, so that's a discussion. Why would the Gemara have to do that? Well, after all, we have a broader klal, even absent shavua, called ein iser chal iser. So that's the discussion in the Achronim. Where do we find that we took a shavua at Har Sinai? So in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the day before Kabbalah HaTorah, there was the Klal Yisrael's Koris Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Kiyum of the Torah, and the Medrash says that a bris is always with a shavua. Ein bris below shavua. And that shavua is binding for generations. So we have our forefathers took a shavua that was binding on us for generations. But bottom line is, the Gemara is asking, you're going to make an ukimta to answer our Mishnah by saying that when does a Shavua Shalo Ochel include Nevel Shreve Shkatzim Ramasim? It's only if you specifically identify Nevel Shreve Shkatzim Ramasim, but such a Shavua shouldn't be Chal, because we're already Mushba Me'ar Sinai on Nevel Shreve Shkatzim Ramasim. So the Gemara says, okay, there are two approaches how a Shavua could be Chal on an Isser Nevela. Rav Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan da'amri b'kol ha'dvar ma'mutar min'dvar ma'asurim. That Rabbi Yochanan says, meaning that it's Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan is going to be the one we're going to keep referring to. So Rabbi Yochanan says that it's when you include Dvarim HaMutarim as part of your Shavua as well. Meaning you say, a Shavua Shalo Ochel Nevelos and Ksheros. And since the Shavua is going to be Chal on Kosher foods, then it's the same Shavua that also mentions Nevelos, so it's going to be Chal on the Isurim as well. V'reish Lagash Amar, Iyatamot say, no, you're only going to be Chayv a Shavua for not eating Nevela. If you take a Shavua not to eat Nevela, Iyatamot say, Ela Ibim Farish Chatzi Shir Valib Drabanan, that it's going to be that the Shavua was not to eat even Pachas Mikazayas. On Pachas Mikazayas, we're not Mushba Me'Har Sinai for an Isser Nevela of Pachas Mikazayas. And therefore, the Shavua has room to be Chal on Pachas Mikazayas if you are Mefarish in your Shavua that you're not even going to eat a Chatzis Shir, according to the Rabbanan, who assume that if you were to just take your Shavua Stam, then it would be only inclusive of a Kazayas. Meaning the Rabbah, we had that Machlokas, Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva. When a person takes a Shavua not to eat something, is eating less than a Kazayas, is considered a violation of that Shavua. So the Chacham said, no, unless he specifically said, I'm not going to eat Pachos Mikazayas. So that must be the case. According to the Rabbanan, says Reish Lakish, the case is, you took a Shavua not to eat Nevela Pachos Mikazayas. Nevela, more than a Kazayas, that you're Mushba Vom Me'Har Sinai. Nevela Pachos Mikazayas, that you're taking a Shavua on. Or Ibistam, Alibid Rabbi Kiva, Da Amar Adam Al Saratma Bekolshu. Or even if you don't say Pachos Mikazayas, but at least according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be inclusive automatically of Pachos Mikazayas. So whenever a person takes a Shavua not to eat something, it includes even Pachos Mikazayas. So two mahalchim over here of how to understand how a shavua could be chal on Nisr Nevela. After all, aren't we Mishpah Vomid Me'Har Sinai? We're going to have to remember this because we're going to keep coming back to these two mahalchim. There's Rabbi Yochanan. There's Rabbi Yochanan who says that your shavua wasn't only about Nevela Shev Shkatzim Ramasim. Your shavua was about all foods, kosher and non-kosher. And therefore, since the shavua is chal on the kosher, it's also chal on the non-kosher. And then there's Reish Lakish who says, no, what was unique to your shavua that didn't already exist exist me Har Sinai is that you took a shvuah on even pachas mikshir. Har Sinai only included a shir, it only included a kezayis. So those are the two approaches. So says Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Lomar Kresh Lakish. I understand why Rabbi Yochanan is resistant to the approach of Resh Lakish, that with your shvuah you're coming to include a chati shir, demokim lalamasnis and kedivrei hakol. Because Rabbi Yochanan would rather say that our Mishnah goes kedivrei hakol, goes like everybody. According to Resh Lakish, there's no way that our Mishnah is going like everybody, because if it's talking about stam, where you just took the shvuah stam, that would only fit with Rabbi Akiva, because only Rabbi Akiva holds when you take a shvuah stam, does it include pachos mikashir. And if the Mishnah was talking about where you are mefaresh, that you're not going to eat a chatzi shir, well, that's only according to the Chachamim, that's not like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't need to be mefaresh. It wouldn't, if you're nishpa stam, it's already kenishpa al chatzi shir. So the Achronim say, what do you mean? You don't need to be mefaresh, but if you are mefaresh, then it certainly includes chatzi shir as well. Meaning Rabbi Akiva's shita was not that chatzi shir is included in your shavua only if you say it's stam. Obviously, if you're mefarish, that you're only taking a shvua on a chatzi shir, obviously, then it's also going to be chal. So that's a little bit difficult. The shvua is going to be chal on a chatzi shir when you do it stam. Of course, it's going to be chal on a chatzi shir when you are mefarish. Okay, but for whatever reason, the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to say that. Resh Lakish, because Resh Lakish is already getting involved in Machlokas Tanoim. El Resh Lakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Resh Lakish not take Rabbi Yochanan's approach that the Shavua is able to be Chal on Nisr Nevela? Because you included in the Shavua kosher food as well. So Amar Lach, Resh Lakish would say, Ki Amrinon Isr Kolel. When do we say that an Isr that includes other things as well, that we then be able to say Isr Chal al Isr, that even though I already have Mushbav Yom Mer Sinai on Nevela, that a new Isr Shavua could be chal on Nevela when my new Shavua is kolal thing, other things as well, like kosher foods? That's only be Isra Bame'elav. That's only an Isra that comes on its own, like the Isra of Achila and Yom Kippur that's chal on the Isra Nevela, right? Meaning then we say that the Nevela was Asr to me before Yom Kippur started. Now Yom Kippur starts, all food becomes Asr to me, so that Isra of eating on Yom Kippur is going to be chal on Nevela also. I didn't create the Isra of Yom Kippur. That happened by itself. But be Isra Baal Yidei Atzmo. But if a person generates the Isra himself, like by taking a Shavua, Lo Amrinan, then we don't say that Isra Kolal is going to be an exception to the rule of Ein Isra Chalal Isra, and that an Isra is going to be Chal be Isra Kolal. So that's the Chiluk the Gemara makes. It's a good question as to why that Chiluk makes a difference, meaning Mehechitesi, that there should be a difference between an Isra that's Ba Al Yidei Atzmo versus an Isser that's Ba Me'elav, and that's discussed by the Achronim. Tosus points out that there are many places in Shas, there's a Mishnah in Krisos, and there's a Brisa in Chulin, where the Isser, where we say by an Isser Hegdish, that an Isser is an Isser Kolel is going to be Chal on another Isser. Now Hegdish is an Isser that's Ba Al Yidei Adam, Hegdish is an Isser that's Ba Al Yidei Atzmo. Hegdish is not an Isser that's automatic, Hegdish is when I am Makdish something, I create that Isser. So Tosus questions whether this is true, whether this rule that the Gemara is suggesting is true. The Gemara is suggesting that yes, Ein Isser Chal al Isser, but Be Isser Kolel Isser Chal al Isser. But that rule that Isser Kolel Isser Chal al Isser is only when it's an Isser that's Bamei Eilav. Frak Tosus, what do you mean? We have it by Hegdish all over the place. So Tosus suggests that this idea of Isser Bali De Atzmo is not Chal B'Kolel is only when you're Matil that Isser on yourself alone. But Hegdish, yes, you generate that Isser, but you generate that Isser on everybody. Meaning when you make something Hegdish, it doesn't only become Asr to you, it becomes Asr to everybody. When you take a Shavua on something, it only becomes Asr to you. So that's what the Gemara is saying. When the Isser is Ba'al Yidei Atzmo, and it's only Ba'li Atzmo, it's only going to be Chal to you, then we're not going to say that an Isser Kolal is an exception to Ein Isser Chal. Isser will revert back to the rule of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Yisr. Okay, so now we had, again, we had these two Mahalchim, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that someone who takes a Shavua that he's not going to eat, and he eats Nevelis and Trefus, he's going to be Chayiv. So, says the Gemara, well, Bishlam of the Reish Lakish, I understand very well, according to Reish Lakish, who explains the Shita of the Chacham, that you're Chayiv, because you took a Shavua on Pachos Mikashir, and Pachos Mikashir was not yet covered by Har Sinai, Mishum Hachi Kapata, Rabbi Shimon. That's why Rabbi Shimon patters, because he holds that a Kol Shavua of Nevela is already covered by Har Sinai, that we are already Mushva V'Omer Har Sinai on Pachos Mikashir. Ditanya, because after all we have a Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shuhu, by Lamakos, that by all Isra Achila, a Kol Shuhu is enough to be Chayiv Malkus, because it's already a violation of the Lo Saseh, V'Lo Amru, Kizayis, Ela L'Korban. The whole idea that you need a Shir Kizayis is only insofar as being Chayiv a Korban, but you see that Rabbi Shimon holds that already from our Sinai, there's an Isser de Oraisa for which you're Chayiv Malkus, even if you eat Pachos Mikashir of Nevela. So then I understand that we're already Mushba V'Yomid Me'ar Sinai on the Isser Nevela, so when you take a Shavua on Pachos Mikashir of the Isser Nevela, it doesn't do anything. The Shavua is not going to be Chal. So I get how Reish Lakish will teach up the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. He teached up the Shita of the Chachamim that we're only Mushba V'Yomid Me'ar Sinai on a Kezayis, so Mela, there's room for us to take a Shavua on Pachos Mikazayis, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no room for us to take a Shavua on Pachos Mikazayis because that's already covered by our Sinai. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the case of a Shavua being Chal on Nevela is Be'isr Kolel, is where you included kosher foods as well, well, my time into Rabbi Shimon to Potter, why then does Rabbi Shimon hold that you're Potter? Wouldn't Rabbi Shimon also agree that with an Isr Kolel, the Isr is going to be Chal? So says Mar Midu time, El Mishum Isr Kolel. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole reason the Isr is going to be Chal is an Isr Kolel. I understand why Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with that. Rabbi Shimon Latamei, Delesa Isr Kolel. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of the principle of Isr Kolel. According to him, an Isr Kolel is just like any other Isr, where we say, Ein Isr Chalal Isr. Ditanya, because after all, we have a Brisa where Rabbi Shimon says so explicitly. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ochel Nevela Biyom HaKippurim Potter. That if you eat Nevela on Yom Kippur, you're Potter for the Chiyuv Chatos that you would normally have to bring for eating on Yom Kippur, Bishogeg. Why? Because there was already an Isr Nevela on this food before Yom Kippur started. So this Yom Kippur is not going to be Chal on this food. This food is only Nevela. Amazing, right? It's Yom Kippur, and you have two options. A person could either eat a piece of Nevela or eat a piece of perfectly kosher food. So if he eats the perfectly kosher food, it's a violation of Yom Kippur, Isr Kares. If he eats an Chatos Bishogeg, if he eats the Nevela, Lo Sasei, a regular Lo Sasei, if he eats the Nevela. So better for him to eat the Nevela on Yom Kippur, according to him, because there's no Isr Yom Kippur that was Chal on the Isr Nevela. Unbelievable. So that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, though. That Isr Kolel is not an exception to the rule of Ein Isr Chalal Isr. So now the Gemara drills further down in this Machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The halacha is a person is not chayv a korban on a shvua that could be chal, whether it's by not doing something or whether it's by chiv to do something. Meaning shvua's bitoy, lahara lehetiv, that it says by the chiv korban shvua, that there's makam for a shvua in a lav and there's makam for a shvua in a hain, in a not doing and a yes doing. But a shvua that can only be chal belav and not behain, you're not going to be chayiv korban. Meaning the din that you chayiv a korban for a shvua is only something that could have gone either way. It could have been that I'm not going to do, it could have been that I'm yes going to do. But if it could only go in one direction, then there's not going to be a chayiv korban. So Bishlam the Reish Lakish, I understand very well according to Reish Lakish, there are Mishnahs talking about a case where you took a shvua not to eat a chatzi shir of nevela, and that's why the shvua was going to be chal, mishkach sabala behain. You could find that in both directions. Because even if you took a shvua that you're going to eat a chatzi shir nevela, the shvua would be chal, because you're not mushba me'ar Sinai because you only took a shvua on a chatzi shir, so you're not being nishba levatel es hamitzvah when you take a shvua to eat the chatzi shir. So I understand why you're going to be chayiv a korban on such a shvua, because it could have gone in two directions. You could have taken a shvua that I'm not going to eat a chatzi shir, and that would be chal, because you're not mushba v'omin me'ar Sinai on that. And you could be, and you could take a shvua that I'm yes going to eat a chatzi shir of nevela, and that would be chal because it's not a shvua levatel es hamitzvah because the din of chatzi shir is not already covered by the Torah. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the shvua about the nevela was on the shir shalem of nevela, it's just that it was an isr kolel. You also include included in the Shavuot kosher foods. Well, Bisham Lav Mishkachasa, I understand why that Shavuot would be chal if you take a Shavuot not to eat Nevela, Elahein Hechi Mishkachasa. But how could you ever have such a case where the Shavuot would be chal if you take a Shavuot to yes eat Nevela? I mean, if you take a Shavuot that you're going to eat Nevelos and Ksheros, the Shavuot is not going to be chal on Nevelos. We don't say mitzvah kolel, right? Meaning that there's a, right, by if you take a Shavuot not to, but we don't say in the Hain direction, in the yes direction. So the Gemara says, you know what? We misunderstood everything. We asked the Stira in the Mishnah that how could it be that you take a Shavuot that you're not going to eat and then you eat Nevela, you're chayiv, if after all the Mishnah just got through saying that if you take a Shavuot not to eat and you eat something that's not ready la'achila, you're pater. So the after all, basar Nevela is something that's not ready la'achila. And therefore the Gemara had to answer, oh no, the Seifa is talking about where you said beferish that you're not going to eat Nevela. And that led us down this road of, wait, you said beferish that you're not going to eat Nevela? But isn't that already mushba mehar Sinai? So we had Rabbi Yochanan's approach, we had Reish Lakish's approach. Maybe the whole kasha was not a kasha. Maybe we didn't have to start that whole conversation. Ella, Kidarava, Dam Rava, Shua Shla Ochal Vachal Afar Pater. Maybe both the Reisha and the Sefer are talking about a Shua that you just said Stam, you're not going to eat. Aye, how come in the Reisha we said if you eat something that's not Roy Lachila, you're going to be Pater, and yet in the Sefer we said if you eat Nevela, you're going to be Chayiv? Because there's a difference between not Roy Lachila on the one hand and Nevela on the other hand. Eating dirt is not Roy Lachila, it's not a food grade material. Whereas if you eat something that's Nevela, it's delicious, it just happens to be Aser. So that's what, so we assume when you take a Shavuot Shelo Ochel, you're taking a Shavuot not to eat something that is Ro'i La'achila. Afar is not Ro'i La'achila. That's what it means, Ochlin Shein Ru'iyin. It's Afar, something like that. But Nevelos are Ro'i La'achila physically, it's just that the Torah tells you, you're not allowed to eat them. And therefore, even if you take a Shavuot Stam that you're not going to eat, that's inclusive of Nevelos and Ksheros. And according to Reish Lakish, the Shavuot is going to be chal on Nevelos only if you take a Shavuot on Pachas Mikshir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to be chal. Yeah, the Shavuot is going to be chal on Nevelos no matter what. Because when you say Lo Ochel B'Stam, it includes Tvarim HaMutarim and Tvarim HaAsurim. So the Shavuot is going to be chal with an Isser Kolel. So now we don't have any Kasha anymore because we found this Shavuot B'Derech Hain and B'Derech Lav. Because if you take a Shavuot Sha'ochel, the Shavuot is going to be chal as well. So Amar Rav Mari Afanan Nami Tanina, that we have a support for this, that Nevelos are considered Ro'i La'achila, meaning the whole premise of our discussion was that a Nevela is considered something that's not Ro'i La'achila. We can prove to you that Nevela is considered something Ro'i La'achila. A guy said, Kona Mishti Nenisli, we saw in our Mishnah, a guy says, Neder Anoa, that a woman is not, my wife should not be able to get Anoa from me, Im Achalti Ayom, if I ate today, Va'achal Nevelos Shrev Shkotzim Rumasim, Hare Yishto Asurilo. And he ate Nevelos Shrev some rasim, that's considered that he ate. What do you mean it's considered that he ate? It's not Ro'i La'achila. So how could you say that that's considered that he ate? Elamai, Nevelos Shevus are Ro'i La'achila. They're just not kosher to eat, but they are Ro'i La'achila. So it says Mara Hachi Hashta. Wait, you can't compare those two cases. Hasam, in the case that you just quoted, where the guy took the konam from his wife, Kevin de Me'i Kara Achal Vahadar Ishtavalei, since he first ate the Nevelos and Shevus, and then he took the Neder against his wife, and he was told of the neder on his achila, so clearly he intended that that should be chal on the achila of nevelos and trefos. Chashuve achshuve, he was machshiv that achila, and he was megala that it didn't bother him, that he viewed that as royal achila. But over here, if a person takes a shvur that he's not going to eat, has he done anything to demonstrate that that a nevela is considered royal achila in his mind? So that's it's not a raya. Meaning the answer may be the correct answer, but it's not a raya from the Mishnah. You can't bring a raya from the case of the guy who was madir his wife, because the case of the guy who was madir his wife, he already ate the nevelos and trefos. So he's showing that for him that's an achila. But to talk about what's included in your shavua, in theory, when you say a shavua that you're not going to eat, is that inclusive of nevelos and trefos? I don't know that the guy is thinking that nevelos and trefos are considered royal achila. He never did anything to show us that he thinks nevelos and trefos are royal achila. Period. So at the end of the day, the Gemara thought that we had the overview of the Gemara was we thought we had a stira in the Mishnah from one line to the next. because it said if you take a shvua that you're not going to eat. On the one hand, we said if you eat nevelos and treifos, if you eat dvarim shein ra'ah la'achila, you're pater. And then the very next time we said if you eat nevelos and treifos, you're chayiv. So the first approach of the Gemara was kan b'stam, kan b'mefarish. Second approach of the Gemara was ein ra'ah la'achila doesn't mean nevelos and treifos. Ein ra'ah la'achila means dirt. It means something that's not a food grade material. That's something that no one would eat. Okay, so now even though we have a klal ein iser chalal iser, but if the second iser is an iser kolal or an iser mosif, then the second iser can be chal on the first iser. When the second iser finds makom to be chal in a specific case where that's not already covered by the first iser, then it's able to be chal entirely. Chelev of kachim is asur ba'achila mishum chelev, and it's mutzal haktara on the mizbech. When it becomes nosar, so then it becomes, there's an isra hakrava that's chal on it as well. So since the isra nosar was chal on it legabe the hakrava, so an isra nosar is going to be chal on it legabe the achila as well, even though it was already asur ba'achila because it was already chelev. So in that way, we say that the additional, the expansion of the isra on that part, on that particular chaticha, that's what we call an iser mosif. That initially it was chelev of kachim, that was aser mitam chelev, then it became nosar, and nosar has additional restrictions, where nosar you're not even allowed to bring on the mizbeach, so memela, the iser achila of nosar is going to be chal on that chelev as well. If you have nevela, that was aser b'achila, and then Yom Kippur starts, so since the kosher food is also included in the iser of Yom Kippur, so the iser of Yom Kippur is going to be chal on the nevela as well. That's called the nisr kolal. That's the difference between nisr mosif and nisr kolal. Isr mosif is an additional element of isr on this chaticha, on this particular chefza. Whereas isr kolal is that the new isr includes not just this chaticha, it includes other things also. It includes not just what was already included in the previous isr, it includes other items as well. So says the Gemara that Amar Rava, my time on demand islay isr kolal. What's the reason for the shita that an isr chalal isr by an isr kolal? Midadahava isr mosif, because it's for the same reason that isr is chalal isr by an isr mosif. That in both cases, since the second isr is more expansive than the first, so mela it's going to be chal in its entirety. Uman delesle kiyamar isr mosif b'chaticha b'shtei chatichos lo aminan. And the one that holds that isr kolal is not going to be chal will say, yeah, there's a din called Isser Mosif on that same chaticha. If there's a new element to the Isser that's being chal on this chaticha, that this chelev of kachim now became nosar, yeah, that's where we're going to say Isser chal al Isser. But just because more foods, more items are included in the second Isser, that's not enough. So that's a machlokes tanaim, whether we say Isser kolal, even if everybody agrees Isser Mosif. So it says Mar Vamarav Lamandi Isla Isser kolal, if you hold that Isser kolal is going to be Isser Chalal Isser, so Amr Shvua Shloachal Te'enim. If a guy takes a Shvua that he's not going to eat Te'enim, V'chazav Amr Shvua Shloachal Te'enim Ve'anavim, and then he takes a second Shvua that he's not going to eat figs or grapes, so Migo D'chayel Anavim, Chayel Namiya Te'enim. That second Shvua is going to be Chalal on the Te'enim, even though he's already Mushba on the Te'enim, because he's now including Anavim as well. So it's an Isser Kolal. Says Mar Pshita, well, you're just describing what Isser Kolal is, meaning there's no new ground broken in Rava giving that example. So it says, no, Mal detema Isra Bame'elav Amrinan, Isra Bame'atzma lo Amrinan. I might have thought that Isra Kolal is only in a case where it's Nevela and then Yom Kippur comes, where it's an Isra Bame'elav, that the second Isra just happened on its own. But Isra Bame'atzma, an Isra that you yourself generate, like a Shavua, I would think that Isra Kolal does not apply. So Kamash Malan therefore tells us that Isra Kolal applies even on Isra Bame'atzma. So the Gemara brings a Mishnah to ask on Rava. So Masav Rava Berei de Rabba, that we have a Mishnah Maseches Krisus, Yesh Ochel Achila Achas V'chayev Aleha Arba Chato'os V'ashem Echad. There are ways that a person could do one Achila, and he's going to be chayev four different Karbonos Chatos and one Karbon Asham. Ve'eluhein, and here are the Yisurim you could violate with one Achila. Here's how you do it. Tamei, a Tamei person, Sha'achal Chelev, that it's Chelev, V'hu Nosar, which is also Nosar Minamukdashin, from a Hekdesh animal, from a Karban, B'yom HaKippurim, and you do that in Yom Kippur, and it's all B'shogeg. So four Chatos, Yeit Chelev, so that's Karban Chatos number one, Yeit Nosar, it's Karban Chatos number number two. Yerim Yom Kippur, that's Korban Chatos number three. And you're a Tamei person that ate Kachim, that's Korban Chatos number four. And you're Chayiv an Asham for an Asham Mi'ilos, because you were Nana from Kachim, so you're Chayiv a Korban for a Mi'ila as well. All of those five Yisurim are going to be Chal on one another. Some for because they're Isser Kolel, and some because they are Isser Mosif. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says that I'll give you another Isser that you violate. Avim Ha'isa Shabbos Votziel. Maybe it was Shabbos and you did Hotzah on that Chalev while it was in your mouth. While you're eating it, you walked out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and you swallowed it there. So you see that that was a Hanacha in Rosh Hashanah. So V'chayev, and you're Chayev for Hotzah B'Shabbos. Amrullah, the Chama said back to Rabbi Meir, Einu Min Hashem. That's not the same thing. I mean, that's not for the, that's not an Isra Achila. You're describing a different type of Isra. That's an Isra of Hotzah. Meaning, yeah, and you could have been wearing Shatnas also at the time, and you could have been, you know, Kofar Be'ikra. Like, you could have done a lot of Averus at the same time. But so we're talking about an Isra on the Achila. So now the Gemara asks, on Rava, v'imisa, if Rava is correct, that Isra Kolel applies even to an Isra b'me atzmo, so that the person himself generates, and not only by an Isra that happens automatically, well then I could come up with another example, another Chiyuv Chatos for this same act of Achila. Mishkachas l'chamesh, kugon sh'amar, shvur shlo ochel tamarim v'chelev, migud chayla tamarim, chayinami. What if there was a Shavua on that Chalev as well? How could there be a Shavua on that Chalev? Isn't he already covered? Isn't there already an Isra on that Chalev? Because it's Chalev and it's Nosar and it's Kacha, it's all these things. No, maybe he took a Shavua that he's not going to eat Tamarim or Chalev. So since the Shavua is Chal on the Tamarim, it's going to be Chal on the Chalev as well. So even though all those other Yisurim are already there, if he eats a B'shogig, he should be Chayiv for the Shavua also. From the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention that Chiyuv, you see that such a Shavua must not be Chal. Why is such a Shavua not Chal? What about Isra Chal and Isra B'Isra Kolel? Because apparently when it's Bamei Atzmo and it's not Bamei Elav, when you're the one that generate that Shavua, then we're not going to apply the exception of Isra Kolel. So that's a Kasha on Rava. So the Gemara answers no. A Shavua can be Chal B'Isra Kolel even when you make it up on your own. And the Tana still doesn't mention it, and the Gemara is going to give six reasons why the Tana doesn't mention it. Meaning what we're essentially saying for the rest of the daf is Ein Hachinami, that the Mishnah could have said that if you eat this piece of chalev that's nosar while you're tamei and it's hegdish and it's Yom Kippur, that we could have said, and it's also a violation of a Shavua, because a Shavua could have been chal on this piece of chalev had you done an Isser Kolel, had you taken a Shavua not to eat this chalev and something else kosher, right? And then the Shavua would have been chal. Why does the Tana not mention it? Six reasons. Reason number one, Ki katani Isra b'me ilav Isra b'me atzmo. Lo katani, that maybe the Mishnah is only listing an Isra Bamei Elav, an Isra that comes on its own, but an Isra that you generate, the Mishnah is not mentioning it. So ask the Gemara, Vare Hegdish, what do you mean the Mishnah is not mentioning it? What about Hegdish? Hegdish is an Isra Bali De Atzmo, because it only became Hegdish because you said it's going to be Hegdish, so how come it doesn't mention it? So says Gemara, Bivachar, the Kedushasu Merechem. No, the Hegdish is not talking about the type of Hegdish where you were Makdish, because Enochanami, the Tana is not getting into that, meaning it would work, it would be an Isser, but the Tana is not getting into that. When it spoke about Hegdish, it was talking about Hegdish of a Bechor, that happens automatically. The firstborn animal is going to be Hegdish whether you like it or not, right? That's going to happen. Right? Someone was just saying, I forgot where, maybe I mentioned it here, someone was just saying that a Shaila, there was a farmer that became a Baal Tshuva. So he didn't, normally when you have a behemah mevakera, so you sell it in advance, so that you sell it to a guy, and then it's born, what's it? Okay, so that's so he says a farmer becomes a Baal Tshuva. He had all these Bukharas that were born. He didn't know to sell it, and so it's like Takanas Hashavim. He's got hektish animals all over his farm. It's a big problem, right? Meaning you always think, oh, if it's a frum farmer, no big deal. Just sell it to a guy like you do in Mechiras Chameis. A Baal Tshuva farmer is a much bigger problem, because now he's got hektish animals. That's an automatic hektish when a Bukhar is born. Iba Yisema, another possible reason why the Tana doesn't mention the chiyuv of the shvua. The Mishnah is only mentioning isurim, that there's no way to undo the isur by being shoel to a chacham. Shvua di isle she'ela, but a shvua where you can undo it by being shoel to a chacham, lo katani. So frankly, Gemara, but what are you talking about? Hare hegdish, but a hegdish is isle she'ela. You're the one that's makdish, so you can be shoel on the hegdish. Says Gemara, no, hokmina b'bchar. You weren't paying attention. We just said in the last line, we're not talking about regular hegdish. We're talking about hegdish of b'char. You can't be shoel on the hegdish of b'char. That's automatic. Iba yisema, a third possible reason why the Tana doesn't mention it, ki katani karban kavua. When the Mishnah says chiyuve karban, it's talking about a karban that's chayiv chatas kavua, that it's always going to be a behema, and it has nothing to do with how rich or poor you are. Karban olav yored, lo katani. It's not mentioning a karban olav yored, and that's why it doesn't mention shvua, because for shvua's bitui, you're chayiv a karban olav yored. So that's why it doesn't get mentioned. Hare tami shachalas kodesh karban olav yored, who? What do you mean? It's not talking about Chiyuv Karban Olav Yored. It talks about one of the Yisurim mentioned in the Mishnah is a Tamei person that eats Kodesh. That's Chayiv Karban Olav Yored. Says Mar, no, it depends who it is. Benasi, Rabbi Eliezer, he, Da'amar Nasi, maybe Seir. We're talking about a Melech. Nasi over here means a Melech. That's the Nasi that the Torah refers to when it talks about a Chiyuv Chatos. So it says Nasi, but it means a Melech. So, and we're assuming like the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer holds in Maseches Arios that a Tamei person that eats kachim b'shogeg brings a seir for his karban chatas, and it's not like anybody else that would be chayiv a karban olav yored for the very same avera, right? The Torah itself says that a stam adam brings a seir or a kisva, and a nasi brings a seir for by a chatas kavua. So when it comes to a karban olav yored, there's a machlokas. Is there a difference between a nasi and everybody else? The chacham hold that there's no difference, that the Torah only identifies a difference when it comes to a chatas kavua in terms of what type of animal it brings, but it never mentions, the Torah never identifies a difference when it comes to an olav yored, whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's a difference between a nasi and everybody else as well, that a nasi is never chayiv an olav yored, it's always going to be a chatas kavua. Okay, Rav Ashi gives a fourth reason why the Isser Shavua is not mentioned in the Mishnah as one of the averus the person can violate for which he's chayiv a karban. Ki katani mida dechayla kashir. The Mishnah is only mentioning isurim that the chiv can only be chal when you eat a shear of it, but the chiv is not going to be chal unless then the kazayis shvua the chayla pachas mikashir lo katani. So we don't mention shvua because shvua is chal on even pachas mikashir, and that's why it doesn't get mentioned in the Mishnah. Frekli Gemara hare hegdish, but hegdish could be chal unless then the kazayis. Says Gemara habin and shav pruta hegdish. You're right, it could be chal unless then the kazayis. But it's a different shear. It has a shear. It's just a different shear. This year would be Shavapruta of Hegdish to violate Mi'ila, right? That's the shear of Mi'ila, but there is a shear. So a fifth answer, Ravashi Me'aviria Aviria Omar, Rabbi Zeira. Ravashi Me'aviria says in the name of Rabbi Zeira, the reason the Tana doesn't mention Shavua is Ki Katani Zdono Kares, Zdono Lav Lo Katani. We're only mentioning Isurim, where if you did them B'mezid, you'd be Chayiv Kares. But in Isur, where if you did it B'mezid, it would just be a regular Lo Sase, like a Shavua's Bitoy, that doesn't get mentioned in our Mishnah. Frankly, Gemara Vare Asham Dizdona Lav, an Asham that you bring for the carbon for the violation of Me'ila. If you do Me'ila B'mezid, it's a regular Lo Sase Vikatani, and somehow we're still mentioning it in the Mishnah. Well, B'chatas Kamrinan. No, when we said that we're not mentioning things that is Dona Lav, it means for the Chiyuve Chataos. That was for Chiyuve Asham. As far as Chiyuv Chatos, it's only things that is done alive. And then finally, the sixth answer. Ravina Amar, Ki Katani Midid Chayla Midid Barachiluhu. The Mishnah's answer is only discussing Isurim Darachal on something that is edible. Shvua de Chayla Midid La Barachiluhu, a Shvua which could be Chal even on things that are not Barachila, Lo Katani, it doesn't mention. Frankling Maravari, Hegdish de Chayla Nami Eitzim Vavanim. What do you mean? Hegdish is Chal even on Eitzim Vavanim. Anything could become Hegdish. Something doesn't need to be a food to become hegdish. El ki katani de chayla midi de ispe mashasha shvua de chayla midi de lespe mashasha. But so it must be that it's a different chilek, that the Mishnah is only mentioning isurim on things that have mamashos, but a shvua which is chal on things that don't have mamashos, kigon sheishan shelo ishan, a guy's taking a shvua on an activity. I'm going to sleep, I'm not going to sleep. It's not a thing, it's not a tangible item. Lo katani, that's what doesn't get mentioned in the Mishnah. So those are six approaches as to why the Mishnah doesn't doesn't mention Shvua, even though Rava may have been right that a Shvua in a Chinami could have been Chal be Isur Kolal in those cases. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on Chafei Amid Arif. Everyone have a great day.
Oh, thank you.
Great day.
Thank you.
Pleasure.